Yeah, he finished. This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ronaldo Armando Reyes Jr. Date of birth, July the 12th, 1972. Case ID number is 5446351. Date of exam, July the 11th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Radiology Associates, dated 10/18/21, and from Carmen C. Cordona, PA, dated 8/24/22. Identifying information, this is a 51-year-old single male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of rheumatoid arthritis with gout, comma, left foot drop with numbness of the left leg, comma, reconstruction of the left hand, comma, hypertension, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2019, where he worked in the oil fields for 2 years. He was also a carpenter for 2 years and had odd jobs in between. At the present time, he lives in an abandoned home and states that when he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. He is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, rheumatoid arthritis with gout. Number two, left foot drop with numbness of the left leg. Number three, reconstruction of the left hand. Number four, hypertension. And number five, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations. Number one, rheumatoid arthritis with gout. The claimant states that in 2020 he was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and gout. He is presently taking diclofenac sodium, 75 milligrams BID, and gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, for pain. He also takes tramadol, 50 milligrams TID, and cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams TID. He states that medications do not help his condition. The claimant was also diagnosed with reconstruction of his left hand, secondary to an accident that he had where his hand was crushed. He had torn ligaments, and all his fingers on the left hand are fused at this time. The claimant also suffers from osteoarthritis of his fingers. Recently, the claimant also fractured his middle left digit in an accident and has problems with flexion of that area. The claimant complains of swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather and pain that he feels daily, and mostly numbness of his hands. His limitations include being able to walk one half block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 3 steps, comma, and sometimes bend over. He's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, sometimes use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, and lift approximately 1 to 2 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top or button his clothes. The claimant did present with a cane that he states he uses all the time. His physician is Dr. Cordona. The claimant states he does minimal activity and states that he does feel pain in his hands. He is presently not taking any other medications for gout or rheumatoid arthritis. He was diagnosed with degenerative osteoarthritis of his hands, questionable rheumatoid arthritis, and gout. The claimant has had reconstruction of his left hand consisting of tendon repair, and he does have fusion of his fingers, but is still able to flex his fingers. His condition is stable at this time. Allegation number two, left foot drop with numbness of the left side, secondary to back pain. The claimant states that in 2021, a plywood hit his head. And he states that he feels a burning, stabbing sensation in his cervical spine that goes all the way down to his back. The claimant also states he has back pain as well and has developed atrophy and left foot drop of his left foot and leg area. His limitations, as noted earlier, are being able to walk one half block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 2 hours, comma, lift 1 to 2 pounds, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant did present with an assisted cane that he states he uses all the time. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, but doing minimal exercise. His physician, as noted earlier, is Dr. Cordana, and he denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. He has not had any surgery performed, although he states that surgery is indicated for his back and his cervical spine. The claimant was diagnosed with severe to moderate stenosis of the C4, C5, C6, C7, C3, C4, and C5, C6 area of his spinal neck area. He has also been told that he has herniated discs of the lumbar sacral back area. The surgery is pending. It has not been done because of lack of funds. Allegation number four, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2013, he was having chest pain and occipital headaches, along with mild blurred vision. He denies any shortness of breath. The claimant denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, as well as no nephropathy. His blood pressure was 140 over 91 mmHg. He is presently on amlodipine, 5 milligrams QD, which does appear to be controlling his blood pressure, although it is mildly borderline high. Allegation number five, hypercholesterolemia. This claimant states that in March of 2023, he was told that he had a very high cholesterol level. He was started on atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD. He has been told that his levels are very well controlled at this time. He denies any in-organ damage such as cerebral vascular accident or myocardial infarction. His condition appears to be stable. Family history. His mother died at the age of 70. She was in a motor vehicle accident, but she did have a history of hypertension and gout. His father died at the age of 75 from a myocardial infarction and hypertension. Medications. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams, TID. Tramadol, 50 milligrams, TID. Cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams, TID. Diclofenac sodium, 75 milligrams, BID. Duloxetine, 60 milligrams, QD. Buspirone, 10 milligrams, TID. And Buspirone, 5 milligrams, BID. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, QD. Amlodipine, bisalate, 5 milligrams, QD. Mirtazapine, 15 milligrams, QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma, depression, comma, gout, comma. Rheumatoid arthritis, comma. History of left leg sciatica with radiculopathy. Major surgeries. Left knee reconstruction for torn ACL performed in 1990. And also another surgery performed in 1998. The claimant has been told that he does need a total knee replacement for his left knee. The claimant had reconstruction surgery performed on the left hand secondary to a crushing injury performed in 2010. The claimant has also been diagnosed with spinal stenosis of the lumbar sacral spine area with neurogenic claudication and left foot drop. He has canal stenosis at the L4, L5 area. The claimant also has moderate to severe stenosis of the C3, C4, C4, C5, C5, C6, and C6, C7 area of his neck area, which has not been treated at this time. Social history, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks 3 to 4 drinks socially per week. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states that he did use marijuana in high school. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used marijuana was approximately in 1995. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.8 Fahrenheit, weight 178 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 140 over 91 mmHg, heart rate 60 beats per minute, respiration 17 respirations per minute, BMI 29. General, this is a 51-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his son. H-E-E-N-T, could you drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal except for his pupils being somewhat constricted. Could you drop down to the sixth sentence? Pupils were equally round, but not reactive to light, secondary to constriction. Extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? There is a 9-centimeter midline vertical scar on the left knee where the claimant has had 2 surgeries for a anterior collateral ligament tear. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1 plus on the right side and 0 on the left side, as well as slightly decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally at plus 1. Cerebellar, the claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and he appeared to be limping. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses all the time for his balance. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of the cervical spine and the left lower leg area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is decreased range of motion of the cervical spine, but the claimant's thoracic and lumbar spine flexion and range of motion was normal. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant did have some decreased range of motion of the left knee secondary to having had 2 surgeries in that knee. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position were abnormal. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, straight leg raise was 60 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. The claimant did appear to have pain with the straight leg raise in the left lower extremity. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels, but was able to walk on his toes. The claimant did not walk at a normal tandem rate and appeared to be limping. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires a cane at all times for balance. Neurological, grip strength was plus 4/5 bilaterally. However, the claimant had an abnormal pinch of pose and was not able to make a full closed fist secondary to the surgery of his left hand and osteoarthritis of the right. He does have signs of degenerative osteoarthritis of his fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical for the patellar or the Achilles reflex. The claimant had 0 reflexes on the left side and plus 1 on the right. However, reflexes were symmetrical for the biceps and brachioradialis reflexes of both upper extremities. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the left lower extremity. There is evidence of mild muscle wasting and spasms of the left lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 4/5 for all tested areas, except for the left lower extremity, where it was 3/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally, especially of the left hand, where he has had surgery for torn ligaments. X-ray of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle medium to small objects, but is unable to do tedious work secondary to severe degenerative osteoarthritis of the hands, and decrease function of his hands, especially of the left side, secondary to an injury he had. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of his hands and his left knee, as well as cervical and lumbar sacral back stenosis. The claimant is able to toe walk, but is unable to heel walk, and his tandem walk appears to be abnormal, where he appears to limp. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted, secondary to damage to his fingers. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue, especially the left lower extremity. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to left knee derangement syndrome, degenerative osteoarthritis of the hands with reconstruction of the left fingers, and moderate to severe stenosis of the cervical and lumbar sacral spine. Probable diagnoses: rheumatoid number 1, rheumatoid arthritis with gout. Dash, not confirmed with medical records or or medication that he is taking at this time. Number two, left foot drop and numbness of the left thigh secondary to a left-sided radiculopathy of the lower extremity. Dash, confirm with physical examination and medical records. Number three, reconstruction of the left hand with degenerative osteoarthritis. Dash, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does have a good grip and some function. However, he has a decreased ability to close his fists, pinch, and oppose fingers. Number four, hypertension, dash, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 140 over 91 mmHg. He appears to be fairly well controlled. Number five, hypercholesterolemia, dash, being treated at this time. He has been told that his levels are normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Reynaldo Armando Reese, Jr.